And then there's the Nickelodeon documentary that came out.
Dude.
I watched that. That's what I was watching the last 2 days.
Really?
It's a tough watch, dude.
Yeah.
It's a very uncomfortable
I've
watch.
yet to see it, but I believe
Don't
it's
watch
probably
it.
pretty brutal.
Yeah.
I've heard about that guy forever, by the way. Schneidman.
Schneider got off easy on that.
I know.
They were just saying he didn't get accused of any sexual assault in that.
He did not.
In the documentary, no.
Okay.
But they had the bros were sneaking around, dude.
That's what
A
I heard.
couple bros got caught on all
Catch and release?
that.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I knew. I used
One
to
of them
watch
was
all that when
the
I was
pickle
younger, and I
boy.
was like, this shit is not funny. And I knew. I could tell. I was like, there's something going on here.
They had me. I was
You liked
the
it?
programming worked. I
I
was in there.
hated
I was
all that.
like,
Because they would
man.
do the don't laugh challenge. And I'm like, bro, I can crush these things. I hated every segment. I was like, this isn't funny. The dude in the bathtub talking French would almost get. Well, give me one
Yes.
segment from all
What
that.
was his name? Pierre.
Pierre Escargot.
Yeah.
Pierre Escargot, dude.
Still.
I love when the guy loved ketchup. Come on, dude. That was another guy.
From
He,
what, Good Burger?
no, Keenan would play a chef who loved ketchup. That was pretty good. Anything Kel was in, he'd go around being like,
Kel.
"Repair man, 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 man.
Kel would
Jupiter,
make me
come on,
laugh, but
dude."
that was a different show, wasn't that?
No,
No,
it was all that.
they were all that, and then Good Burger.
Who loves orange soda? That was all
That's
that.
Good Burger. Keenan
Keenan
and
and
Kel.
Kel. Yeah, Kel would get me. That Kel was the one guy that would get me to crack a
I remember
smile.
I was very young. I liked the fat lady doing the news. Lori Beth, when I was a kid, I was like, "That's that lady's got talent."
You liked her? Yeah, I
I
didn't.
styled my entire career off her. That was my original. My mentors are Leonardo
True.
da Vinci, Lori Beth Ginsburg.
What's LBG up to right
Yeah,
now?
what's Lori Beth Ginsburg? What's Ruth Bader
What's
Ginsburg?
LGB up to?
She's just hitting Comic-Cons now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she's just in the circuit.
Damn, in the Comic-Con whack-off circuit.
That's the next one, dude. Yeah.
All the pedophiles get to meet all the grown-up kids now.
That's the next one that's going to get busted. There'll be a Comic-Con documentary where that's going to be a diddler. That's a diddler's dream, dude.
Yeah, that's a playground for a diddler. Now, there's one guy in the all that. That's the it's not funny, but it is. There's one dude that was a production assistant on all that, and he would like be the liaison between the kids and the parents, and like he became friends with all of them, and he was like a normal, nice guy. Everyone was like, "This guy's great." And then he got the kids' emails and be like, "I think you've got something. We can work in the future on this." So all the parents were like, "Yeah, definitely. This is great. They're in the business now."
Yeah.
And then he sent this 10-year-old girl a email with a picture of him jacking off naked. And the
What?
mom said she just heard her daughter start like scream crying and running into her bedroom. And then no, it's just very funny thinking of the guy being like, you know how like when you're really horny and you're like, "I'm gonna send a picture of my dick to this girl." Not a child, but
I know what you
even
mean.
as an adult,
Yeah,
that's
it's
like
the same
that's a
process.
risky enterprise.
Yeah, dude.
Imagine, and then you finish and you're like, "Why the fuck did I do that?" Think of his like, "Oh, she didn't respond. This is bad, dude." You got left on read by a 10-year-old.
Oh.
You got to go to their house. You got to drive to the house with a gun and be
Gotta
like,
snatch the
"Yeah,
phone.
give me, open your fucking email. I'll kill myself right now. Open your email."
The problem is, for, to be that bold and brazen, there had to have been so many other things that he got away with where he was
Dude.
like.
He had the file cabinet of like hundreds of little
Yeah.
girls with like their underwear and
Yeah, he
like
had Ziploc
photos.
bags with each of their names on it.
Is
I think he got
disgusting.
6 years.
What?
Yeah, they all just get.
They all got like fucking
And then
10
they
minutes
just
in
work
jail.
at Disney Channel instead of Nickelodeon when they get out. It's fucking nuts.
Jason Handy.
Handsy.
The hand man, dude.
Handsy.
And then
Yeah,
the other guy.
How does a penalty not for that just to get like thrown in a hole?
Yeah, that's.
It should be.
You send a picture of your dick to a kid, you should. Yeah.
They should leave it up to the parents. Like, do you want to see him in the arena? It's like, yes, please. That should be
That would
pure
be nice.
gladiatorial. Even like in Dune, where they like
We
poison
should have
him.
to fight the guy in Dune.
Yeah, and they poison. They give him a little bit of poison.
We should
For
have a
me,
Dune.
I'd be like, no poison, obviously.
We should have a Dune man like that.
Yeah, we should a
That
champion.
just and we sacrifice people to the Dune man.
Family champion?
Yeah.
Dude, this country tomorrow could watch pedophiles get their heads cut off in an arena. No problem.
I think Saudi Arabia fucks with that.
Dude.
Afghanistan was doing that. I remember the Taliban was. They'd like fill up a soccer stadium for beheadings.
I don't know, man. You might have to cut just like 10 of these guys' heads off on TV. And we won't get addicted to it. We'll chill.
Yeah, yeah.
But just like one halftime show, we take it. We just do a firing squad on pedophiles. Yes. And the whole country's like, oh, shit.
And bread. We need bread out there. The bread and circus. We need the games.
And Bruno Mars is in the background like, yeah. He's in the hole
Bruno
right
Mars
now.
Would be nice.
He's in the hole. He's
a little gambling debt. Hold on.
Everyone's fucking up right
hold
now.
Hold on. I wanted to bring up, there's one more pedophile that's very funny because his on the show, he was Pickle Boy. And he would just go around and give people pickles. And they were like, what's the joke? All the kids were like, I don't know. He just hands us pickles. Turns out he was a diddler, dude.
He sucked Drake Bell, dude. He sucked Drake Bell.
Yeah, he got Drake Bell.
Oh, yeah. That was the pickle guy got him?
The pickle boy got Drake Bell.
Did you see him, like, hand Ray Romano a pickle through the glory hole?
That's tough, dude, for Ray. That was a
Romano took the pickle?
One. Romano took the pickle through a glory hole and really double-handed the pickle.
Yeah, it was sus.
Because Romano definitely had no idea that this was like a gay pedophile shit. He was just like, yeah, I'll eat the pickle.
Drake's dad knew the whole time.
Drake's dad was a
and
beast.
They were like, no, he's just gay. You're being a jerk about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But the guilt is Drake's like
dad. And that was back
gay.
In like the 90s, too.
Yeah.
His dad was probably pissed he was gay, too.
Yeah, he probably, yeah. probably
like, yeah. His dad looked like he'd be pissed at somebody who was gay, dude. His dad looked like a bro. Yeah,
but it was 1995. Cool. It was like, that was your number one theory. Like, he's getting into acting. I'm like, fuck.
They would cut to pictures of the Pickle Boy and then Drake's dad. And it was like, dude, that's a man. Pickle Boy's a bitch.
How old is Pickle Boy?
Probably his 40s.
Allegedly, he got DiCaprio, too, on another set prior to when he worked at Nickelodeon.
He was rubbing DiCaprio
he's
on
rubbing
camera.
DiCaprio
for sure.
That's the other thing. You see these guys like rubbing kids and shit on cameras that aren't theirs. It's like, dude, I don't even touch my nieces and nephews. I like just rub my niece and nephew's head. I'm not like all over them in pictures. That shit's fucking weird, dude.
That is weird.
Especially if you're just like working with kids. Like, you wouldn't do that with any other coworker unless they're your work wife. Damn, they had work husbands at Nickelodeon?
They had work children, yeah. Oh, God.
Bro, blow it up, dude. You also, did you know that Nickelodeon, it means like without God?
Yeah, we've all been on the same Twitter. Yeah. We're all on the exact same algorithm.
Nickelodeon.
It's nice that our country's unified right now.
True, although my Twitter's taking a very sinister turn where my Twitter now is just a feed of like young black kids being mean at sports games. Out of nowhere. It's like, I don't go on Twitter that much. And it's just like, my algorithms is like, just very, it's like Kumia stuff of just look at black people being fucking assholes. And it's like 12-year-olds spazzing at basketball.
Yeah, Twitter's getting pretty rowdy with that.
Yeah, pretty wild.
I think we need to...
Focus on the pedophiles.
I think we need to swap algorithms. I think they need to adjust it to where you get the opposite.
Yeah.
Blacks and whites, we need to swap algorithms.
Yeah, man.
I think we need to see white people being dickheads. Black people need to see black people being dickheads. That'd be nice.
Instead
of the opposite, where we're all like, it's not our fault. It's black people's fault.
Yeah, true.
But
look at this kid. He spiked the ball. I get videos of like, he threw the ball and didn't hand it to the ref. You mean to tell me this isn't a real thing? Yeah, and it's like, dude,
the algorithm knows you're a father now. I know. And they're like, you hand the ball to the ref. You don't fucking showboat. You don't mouth off to the ref.
Dude, I'm in total old man mode. I've completely just embraced it. I listen to my cigar smoking play. I smoke cigars now. And then I have a playlist that is just, dude, it's the funniest songs. And I just sit there and I'm like, dude, like the Kid Rock, Sweet Home Alabama. Like the song fucking rules, dude. Blast
oh, man.
It.
You've entered it.
Dude, I've entered full and I can't fight it
You're
anymore.
You're conservative dad now.
I fully might be.
You're no longer a black conservative. You reached white conservative dad, dude. The highest plane.
With black conservative
Not
leanings.
The highest plane. The highest plane is.
For sure.
Driving around in the back of a Mercedes. Yeah. That's the highest plane. You're the old school Mercedes. That was funny. Me and Matt saw an old Mercedes and he was like, damn, that thing might, that's old. That's vintage. I wonder if it got to drive around any of the goats. The goats were in the back of that waving.
Saw any real action, dude.
Just waving to all the Volk.
That would be a wild flex if you copped like a 1935.
I was just talking about this. I wanted to buy Hitler's art. You can buy Hitler's artwork.
A ridge,
dude.
What?
Yeah.
How much is it?
I think cheaper than Like, it's very expensive, but it's not like what you'd think.
Oh, yeah, art's expensive as fuck. 30 G's for an original hit?
For an original hit, dude. The hit maker.
Bro. Yeah, there's been, this week's been just very tumultuous, dude.